College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crazy to think that music's biggest night, the Grammys, happen this weekend. February 2nd will be the Grammys. Trevor Noah hosting it again. I feel like he's hosted it like every single year. It's like his fifth time hosting it. And they're saying this is one of the biggest lineups ever to be nominated because some of the biggest names are nominated. This year alone in like the album of the year category and most of the categories, it has Billie Eilish, who has dominated the Grammys. It has Beyonce, who has the most Grammys of all time, and then Taylor Swift, who's won Album of the Year the most, and then probably the other people that we're looking at who had the biggest years, and that's Sabrina Carpenter and Chappell Roan, were like all over your radio. So women are just dominating the Grammys this year and some of the biggest names against each other. Usually, they're not facing off against each other, and that's how they win all of them, but now they're all released an album in the same year. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough game.
So let's take some predictions on who we think will win these Grammys, the Grammy Awards for the big categories, and then we'll reflect on Monday and see how we did. Let's start with Record of the Year. For me, I'll go first. Record of the Year was the song that was streamed the most across the globe on Spotify, and that was Birds of a Feather from Billie Eilish.
Said the same thing. That's my prediction as well.
Really? So you said Record of the Year? Just so everyone knows the difference between Record of the Year and Song of the Year, because it's confusing for people. Record of the Year goes to the recording artist. So this is the song they think is the biggest. And so I was going back and forth between Not Like Us because I felt like it was so popular. But I felt like this song globally just connected with so many people, and Birds of the Feather is going to win. Kevin, who do you have winning Record of the Year?
Record of the Year, I think it's Queen B. I think it's Beyonce and Texas Hold'em. This ain't Texas.
Ain't no hold'em. See, I felt like this was big for a little bit. Like, I feel like Birds of a Feather was bigger for a longer amount of time than this song was. It's just like a summer thing.
That she just took on a whole new genre. She doesn't do country music, and she just killed it.
I do think it's an interesting Record of the Year. I don't necessarily know if they lean country, but Beyonce leans country, soul, and rhythmic, and it's kind of this interesting category. AB, who did you have winning Record of the Year?
I feel like for Beyonce, they keep not giving her the award she deserves, so that's why I didn't choose her. I chose Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
I do think that was huge.
Yeah. I would love to see her win this.
I know.
And I also chose this because
Did you really?
I feel like this song put her really on the map as far as the public eye goes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's I would be surprised if Texas Hold'em won because they don't reward her. I think it's between Espresso, Not Like Us, and Birds of a Feather. So it's interesting that we all picked that. For Song of the Year, it goes to the songwriting category. So these are the people who pen the song. So a lot of times the lyrics matter. And it's interesting that I'm going to kick it off with Kevin's favorite song, but it's Not Like Us from Kendrick Lamar.
They not like us.
I agree. That's why I chose too. The writing on this song.
Of course you did.
No, the writing on this song is awesome.
It won a rap beef. You've got to give it to Kendrick Lamar. I don't know if they're actually going to give it to a rap song, but it literally Mike dropped a rap beef. So I got to go Not Like Us, and that's Kevin's favorite song. So hell yeah.
Okay, I feel like for this category, I kind of pulled a Brett and pulled like something that nobody thinks is going to happen. And I hope this happens for this artist because they're brand new and they worked really hard and this song was huge.
A bar song.
I could see this winning Record of the Year, but Song of the Year, it seemed interesting for the writing. That was what's the part.
I've never gotten behind this song.
Yeah.
And the only reason I don't think this will get it for the writing is because he's borrowed a lot already from Tipsy.
You know?
Yeah.
So maybe
interesting.
That's
interesting. Okay. AB?
I chose a song that I don't like, but I just think it's going to win, Fortnite. I don't love this song, but
I don't either.
It's Taylor, and I just think she's going to win.
She's going to win Album of the Year.
Well, we're going to do that next.
Okay.
Alex?
I also went bar song because, like Hannah said, I feel like Shaboozy didn't really get the credit like that he deserved, I think, for this song. Like, it was hot the entire year. I think, like, arguably this is maybe, like, the song of the year, you know?
All right.
Obviously, I think it's the song of the year.
Album,
right.
Album of the year goes towards, like, the full body of work. And it has Beyonce, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, Chappell Roan, and Taylor Swift, among others,
Jeez.
Who are already just dominated. Again, Taylor Swift has won 4 Album of the Year, including last year. No one's ever done that before. That's history already. And Beyonce's won more Grammys than anyone else before, but it's never won Album of the Year. And I think Beyonce still never wins Album of the Year.
Yep.
I think it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I think she makes history. 5th Album of the Year, and it's Taylor Swift.
I'm with you. I think that she is, the Academy loves her.
And I think if she does it,
it's just her thing. Yeah.
And if she does it, I think she passes the Beatles as the greatest artist of all time. That's what I think will happen.
Yep. I'm definitely thinking Tortured Poets Department takes that one home.
I'm thinking Short and Sweet. I think her
opening. Sabrina Carpenter?
Dude, if she won that,
I know.
That would be the most iconic
thing. I don't know if it's like wishful thinking, but I hope
she had the most hits.
She did.
She had the most hits.
Oh my. We
are playing more of her songs than we are Taylor on both their albums. So.
Yeah, but I think if I want to go home and not get killed, I'm going to go with Taylor Swift. Is going to win.
No one thinks Beyonce gets her first ever album of the year. We think it's a Sabrina Carpenter versus Taylor Swift matchup. Yeah.
But no matter what. It's Sabrina.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. The other one has surprised you. If Billie Eilish wins it, I wouldn't be surprised. That's the person I'd be.
Okay, we know like 2 songs out of her whole album.
I know, but they just love Billie.
Okay,
I feel
she can get record of the year.
If anyone's going to beat like Beyonce and Taylor, I think it'll be Billie, and I think that would be the person who surprises everyone.
Or they will give it to Kendrick because they're going to kick him off for the Super Bowl week.
Hey!
Oh my God.
That's who Kevin's got it. Put in everything.